Whose approval are you really living for? Paul closes out Romans chapter 2 with a piercing contrast. He writes, "His praise is not from man, but from God." You know, that's the dividing line. External religion thrives on visible affirmation. Rituals can be seen. Performance can be applauded. Reputation can be admired. But inward transformation often goes unnoticed by the crowd. The religious insider in Romans chapter 2 was content with human approval. He had the look, he had the badge, he had the credentials, but Paul says that real belonging is marked by divine approval and not human applause. Well, this harmonizes with Jesus' warning in Matthew 6 about practicing righteousness to be seen by others. The Pharisees had their reward, which was the praise of men. But praise from God belongs to those whose hearts have been changed by the Spirit. That steady, dying man in a funeral story does not say, "My hope is my record." He says, "My hope is Jesus." And that's the difference between performance and praise from God. And so the question is simple, and it is searching. Are you living for applause now, or are you living for affirmation from God then? Pray this with me today. Father, free me from craving human approval. Let my hope and identity rest in Christ and in His work, and you saying about His work, well done. Here are two peoples that you can pray for. Ellie and Rana Costa Alhaj and their family, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also pray for the Hausa Lifeword broadcast for the peoples of Chad, Nigeria, Benin, Togo, Ghana, Burkina Faso, and Mali.